This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是佳莹。这档节目帮助广大的英语爱好者们回答在学习英语时遇到的难题。本期节目的问题来自听众 Jean。问题由我来代读。在大学期间，学生们都会考取证书，但是一个简单的中文词汇竟然对应了这么多英语单词，分别是 certificate, credential, qualification, certification 和 license。我考取了证书这句话到底该怎么准确表达？是要区分证书的种类吗？听众 Jean 想知道这五个词之间的区别，他们都用来谈论证明已经掌握所需技能后授予的资格，但具体所指的种类却不同。一般当我们说到考取了证书这类实务文件时，最常用的词语是 certificate 和 license。 下面来具体讲一讲这两种证书。首先，名词 certificate指证明特定信息的官方文件，或表明已具备所学课程资质的官方证书，比如结婚证是 marriage certificate， 出生证是 birth certificate。
To prove she was born in this hospital, they need to see her birth certificate. I have a certificate in art and drama. Here is your certificate. Congratulations on passing the exam.
接着来看 license。 License 一般指许可证，往往用来证明某人或某机构被允许做某事或拥有某物，比如 driving license 驾照， business license 营业执照。注意名词 license 有两种拼写，英式拼写为 license， 美式拼写为 license。 听两个例句。
He has a license to work as a lawyer. She's gained a license in accountancy.
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
下面我们来说说 credential. 我们往往使用它的复数形式 credentials, 指资质证明，通常是为了表明某人适合某项工作或职位。当人们问你有哪些 credentials 的时候，不一定问的是实务文件，也可能是在问你的资质和技能。来听两个例句。
To be considered for an interview, I need to know about your academic credentials. What credentials have you got that prove you're suitable for the job?
下面我们来讲 qualification。 qualification 用来谈论经过一段时间的学习或培训后，某人达到官方制定的教育水平或能力，即合格证明。它可以指实务证书，也可以指抽象的资格。我们可以用搭配 have a qualification in something 来强调有特定领域的资历。听四个例句。
You'll need a teaching qualification to teach in the school. He's got the right qualifications to do the job. You'll need to work hard if you want to leave school with good qualifications. Paul has a qualification in applied linguistics.
最后看看 certification， 意思是对特定信息或技能资格进行证明的行为过程。提供 certification 的形式不一定是证书，也可以是证明信等等。请听例句。
We need certification that you have the skills for this job. We can offer certification that you completed the course.
好了，总结一下，官方出具的实务文件是 certificate 或 license。Credentials 往往指正式表明适合某项工作的资质证明。Qualification 通常指反映教育水平、学术成就等的合格证明。 Certification 表示证明特定信息或技能资格的行为及过程。如果你在英语学习中遇到了难题，欢迎通过微博向我们提问。我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。你也可以发邮件给我们，邮箱地址是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk。谢谢收听你问我答节目，我是佳莹，我们下次再会。
Question and answer of the week from BBC Learning English.